A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Daf Tes, Menachos 9a, pagination is 17. We start at the middle of the page at the two dots. Itmar, we learned. Mincha Shachosra Kodam Kemitza. A mincha that somehow got diminished before the kemitza could be done. That means that the flour of the mincha was put into the vessel, but before the Kohen could do the kemitza, some of the flour somehow got lost, got diminished. Something happened. And what's relevant over here is that there's a drasha from the pasuk, min ha-mincha, from the mincha, prat l'chosra, that it cannot be diminished. It has to be intact. And the question, of course, therefore, is going to be, at what moment does the mincha become a mincha such that, if it gets diminished after that time, it's going to be invalid? Or is it not yet a mincha? And therefore, we're still in the process. And if there's something that has to be fixed, just go fix it. And we will see, this is a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as we'll see in a moment. This concept that there's a critical moment for almost everything. There's a critical moment. When did it become a mincha? We have this in financial matters as well. At what point does the item change ownership? At what point is there a kinyan and it belongs to the next person? Someone just told me over Shabbos, interesting story. A family moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they left their car to someone in the United States, selling it to them for $2,000. What happened was that someone crashed into the car and totaled it. And insurance is granting $2,500 to the owner of the car to reimburse the loss. Now, they're selling it to the person who remaining in the United States with the car, so intending to use the car, not anymore, but that sale was for $2,000. Insurance is giving $2,500, which they figured out was the book value of the car minus the deductible, etc. There's an extra $500 here to go around. And the starting point is going to be, whose car is it? Was there a kinyan? I understand you left it for them, and they were supposed to pay you $2,000, but was there a kinyan? Do they own it? Was anything signed? Did they drive the car at all? Did you hand over the keys? We're going to look for a kinyan of some sort. And that's going to be true in everything, because once the kinyan happens, it achieves a different status. And we have this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoch beso vimal eno, you can simply bring more flour from your house and replace what got lost. Reish Lakish amar lo yavi mitoch beso vimal eno, it's already invalidated, just from sitting in the vessel, even though kemitza was not yet done, and you're not allowed to bring anything from your house to replace what was lost. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Omer mevi mitoch beso v'imal eno, because kemitza kavale. Rabbi Yochanan says you could bring replacement, because it's the kemitza that makes it a mincha, and until that point, there's no rule, min ha-mincha prat l'cha shechosra, that you diminished it. Once it became a mincha, now it's invalid. It wasn't a mincha yet until the kemitza is done. Reish Lakish amar lo yavi mitoch beso v'imal eno. Reish Lakish shows you can't bring from your house and fill it in, because kedushas keli kavala, the holiness of the vessel is what establishes it as a mincha. And once that occurs, if a diminishing occurred, it would invalidate it. So this is the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Once it's in the vessel, is it called a mincha are you still able to replace if something got diminished? Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question to Reish Lakish. Choser halog. If the designated amount of oil in the purification process of the mitzora got diminished, the rule is, imad shalo yotzak yimal enu. If he did not yet do the pouring into the hands of the second Kohen, then he could still replace what's missing, even though it was in the vessel. Apparently, just being in the vessel, if no avoda is done yet, Rabbi Yochanan says, does not establish it in its status such that something missing would invalidate it. Until the avoda is done, you could still replace. And therefore, in our case, by kmitza not having been done, Rabbi Yochanan holds you could still replace. To yufta, the Gemara says, it's a question, and we do not stand with Reish Lakish's approach. The introduction of this braisa from the rules of the mitzora establishes for us that we should follow Rabbi Yochanan's approach. And until the avoda is done, something missing can still be replaced. Now, it's worth spending a moment and understanding what this pouring by the mitzora was about, because it will help us understand two psukim in Parshas Mitzora that we might otherwise just slip over. So in Parshas Mitzora, that's Vayikra Yud Dalid, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKohen, the Kohen who's doing the service, we'll call him the first Kohen, is going to take Milog HaShemen from the oil, designated amount, V'yotzak, and he pours it, Al-Kaf HaKohen HaSemalus, onto the left hand of a second Kohen. This second Kohen is a support Kohen. He's going to help him with the avoda, but he himself is not doing the avoda. He stands there with his left hand, and the oil is poured on his hand. Pasuk Tezayin, V'tovel HaKohen HaSetzpo HaYemonis. The first Kohen, the one who's doing the avoda, is going to dip his hand from his right hand into this oil. Min HaShemen is going to take from this oil, Asher Al-Kapo HaSmolis, that's in that Kohen's left hand, that second Kohen's left hand. And what's he going to do? V'hiza Min HaShemen Be'etzpo Sheva Pa'omim Lifnei HaShem. And he's going to sprinkle from that oil using his finger 7 times in the direction of Lifnei Hashem. Rashi says, Keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, in the direction of the Kodshei Kadoshim. That's the direction that he's going to do this sprinkling. So again, going back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish started off with an argument whether the vessel establishes its status, and from there on, if something gets missing, it's too late. It's invalidated. You can't replace it. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the case of the mitzora, even though it's in the vessel, if something got diminished, chaser halug, if it's before the pouring, yimal enu, you could still replace it. And that caused the Gemara to conclude to yufta on Reish Lakish. And as the Kesef Mishnah writes, normally we would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and certainly now, since a question was brought from the topic of Mitzora to bear on Reish Lakish's approach, telling us that we should follow Rabbi Yochanan's. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.